and you tune to Artbeat. And it's strange how time unfolds, a multi-universe of infinite possibilities. Do our choices create our reality? FTC, or Fremantle Theatre Company, are proud to support emerging dance company I2 in presenting their latest work, Splice. Their upcoming performance, Splice, is a contemporary dance production that will run from 18th to 20th July at the historic Victoria Hall. This is a brand new work created by WA artists and making its premiere right here in Perth, Boorloo. Welcome, director and choreographer, Sin Ong, director, choreographer and producer. Welcome, Sin.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for talking to us today on Artbeat. So Slice is about existence, choice and the universe. Sounds very, very philosophical. Can you break down the idea in relation to this production for us?
Oh, so it comes from, I guess, my exploration or understanding of free will and this idea that potentially there's multiple possible pathways that all of us can take. And if you imagine that as a two-dimensional representation, kind of like a decision tree pathway, like a huge tree that we each have, only one of the decisions we fold into our reality that we exist in. And as we fold this into our reality, each of us individually, we come into connection with each other. And yeah, that's what the work is about, how our lives intertwine and how we influence each other's choices, where our decision trees kind of make our choices increasingly finite and increasingly connected.
And how are these elements captured through the production, for example, through the music and the movement?
Our work has a very sort of celestial, mesmerizing, contemplative kind of quality to it. So it puts the listeners and the audience in this soundscape where they're able to appreciate the vastness of the universe and the possibilities that could exist within it. There's a lot of repetition and a lot of splicing together of different choreographies and different pathways. One of the motifs is this idea of opening Pandora's box, which also looks really similar to proposing to somebody. And there's like different characters around each of the performers that they've built through collaborative tasking.
Sounds amazing. And tell us more about so the movement, is it quite slow, or you said it's like quite mesmerizing? What kind of movements for the listeners can you kind of describe?
So it's a mixture of gestural movement, as well as movements that kind of convey, I guess, a sense of the individual within the collective. So this idea of one body shifting and moving as many bodies. And it's both representative of how each of us is connected on this pathway and potentially this idea of multiple pathways that an individual could take.
Wow, sounds amazing. here on Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1, we are talking to Sin Ong about Splice, a contemporary dance production. Would you describe it as an inter- or multidisciplinary production? Is that what you would say about this production? Because you have music, you have dance. What other media? Have you included any other media in the production?
Yeah, so the set design is a key element of it as well. And we have two lovely designers, Liesl and Nikita, who came together and brainstormed the creation of the fabrics or hidden dimensions of the universe, which kind of ended up looking like a bit of a wormhole, which We used in Victoria Hall to make use of both the floor staging area as well as the proscenium staging area, which features the live musicians. I guess for me, to be honest, all dance is interdisciplinary because every dance piece has music, dance, and
stage
design.
You've got to have a bit of sound there to help the movement, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, like you said, Victoria Hall is a great venue for you and well suited to the production, and you use different parts of the site, as in the stage, and you just mentioned then.
Mm-hmm.
And what age groups is Splice aimed at? And is it for adults, for all ages?
I would say that with each night there's a slightly different focus. So on that first night, on the 18th of July, we've actually got a group of high school kiddos from All Saints coming over.
Yes.
And I think as a model, the first night is kind of representative of, you know, as you would expect, the industry night. And we're kind of trying to curate a space where it's welcoming and inclusive, so aspiring artists, arts enthusiasts, and industry people can connect and talk about what it's like to work in the industry in WA, or potentially to make that connection to, you know, a new mentor or someone who can guide them on to their next step.
When is the Q&A session?
So every performance has a different Q&A. So the 18th is the industry night. For the younger ones. And then the 19th is the intergenerational sort of night of connection. I think we're looking at all age groups for this one, and it's really about relationships and about talking about the importance of relationships in determining our pathways in life.
Excellent, yeah.
And then the final night is a special night that features two guest speakers who are not from the arts. Oh, they're from the arts industry. One is from the arts industry, one is from medicine, but not from the performing arts and sort of entertainment industry directly. And that night is to deal with diverse pathways that people can take that kind of go off, you know, the typical track. So I'd love to share Andrew Lim, who was our poster designer. She actually has this incredible background in musical theatre and in makeup artist beauty school, but then she sort of accidentally found herself in this role as being somebody to cover the photography for a performance she was in and discovered her talent in it. Now she's doing like these incredible photographs which really capture the essence of the human spirit, like within her headshots and things like that. So when I saw it, I was like, wow, like so talented. And it's so interesting to see how people's pathways unfold and diverge from what they originally intended, and they find something that's even more suited to their personalities.
That sounds amazing. Thank you so much for talking to us today, Sin.
You're welcome. I hope I wasn't too rambly.
No, you were brilliant. Thank you. That was director, choreographer and producer Sin Ong talking about Splice, which is a contemporary dance production and can be seen at Victoria Hall Fremantle from 18th to 20th July. And as Sin mentioned, there are various Q&A activities after each show related to specific audiences. So have a look at that show Splice coming up.